Before you take that outfit off because you think it's boring, ask yourself, have you accessorized it? It's a little chilly out, so we're going to start by throwing on a scarf. Yeah. I'm having a great hair day, but the name of the game is accessorizing, and I love a hat as an accessory. So we're going to throw on this red hat to add a pop of color.
Do these 10 things. Number one, ruthlessly edit your closet. It's a maybe someday piece. It's stealing confidence from today you. Let go of the itchy, the trend regrets, the clothes for a version of you that no longer exists. A clear closet makes getting dressed easier and smarter. Number two, decide what you're wearing before you're stressed. Morning panic isn't a personality flaw.
All right, y'all see what I'm talking about. Welcome back to Wear It Right with Shan, where I talk about style, fashion, and all of those things that I love that I don't get a chance to be in as much because my life is consumed with other things also. But yeah, we gonna get into this. Y'all see the title, Stop Getting Dressed for Other People, because that's your money. Those are your thoughts. That is your body. That is how you are choosing to present yourself to the world. So why are you doing it for anybody else? Okay? When you get dressed, what do you think about? What do you like about what you put on? What do they want me to put on? Should never come into your mind unless you are going to a job where you have to wear a uniform. And it's very deliberate and there's rules and things for it. But if there's not rules and things for it, why do you care? Why do you care if somebody likes what you put on? What do the people like should never be a question when you get dressed. Where are you going should be a question. Do you want to be comfortable? Do you like how this feels? Do you like how this looks? Are you comfortable in it? You know what I'm saying? How do you want to be perceived? Should be a personal question. What colors do you want to wear? What options do you have? That's where your mind should be. Not what other people have to say about what you have on. Welcome to Wear It Right, because I'm going to tell you how to do it correctly. What's up? Why is wearing what you like important? Okay, so I've said this before and I'll say this again. I've been picking out what I'm wearing for the next day since I was in the second grade, okay? And when I have to go to the office, I pick out what I want to wear a week before I go to the office. So for instance, next week I go to the office, I'm going to start picking out what I want to wear Saturday. Okay, and I pick it out for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then if I'm on my cycle, I have backup fits for if my mood changes and I don't want to wear what I picked out, because that is the only time of the month where I get real indecisive and you might see clothes all over the place in my room. Other than that, my room is really clean, always company prepared, bed made. Everything's where it needs to be. But when it's in my cycle, that's when things are all over the place because my brain is just not my brain during that time. But it's important to wear what you like because loving yourself is priority, okay? Loving what you have on is priority. Loving how you present yourself is...
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in. Oh. Okay. Maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency. So we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
This priority, how you appear to you is your priority. That's what you should keep in mind. How you want to appear to others is what you represent outside of yourself. Get as close to what you want as possible. Okay? So if you dress like you don't care about yourself, it tells other people you don't care about yourself. If you dress in a way where it looks like you have nothing else to give but your body, and you want people to see the fact that this is what my titties look like with nothing on it. This is what my ass looks like with nothing on it. This is the best I can do because I want the attention so bad. There are so many other ways to get attention from the right people with your clothes on. And it's more intriguing for a woman and a man to make a person's mind wander about what might they look like naked without having to see it. Why is everybody getting to see you naked? Why is everybody getting to see you in your underwear? Why is everybody getting to see your body? Why is it an option for somebody to partake in your body because they have a certain amount of money? Like, all of these things is what you should think about, right? Think about that. Sit with that. The next thing you should think about is, who cares if the masses don't like it? What everybody wants has never been what I wanted. So stop appeasing to everyone. Be happy and care about if you like it. Whatever it is, striped pants, a tank top, a jacket, do you. Be happy with you. If people don't like you already, fuck it. Wear the fit. Wear the shoes. Wear the skirt. Wear the hat. The one thing that I loved about living in New York is everybody had the option of being who they were. Nobody was trying to be like the next person. Nobody was trying to wear the same thing. People were okay with, okay, I did this today. What type of look do I want to give tomorrow? What type of mood do I want to give tomorrow? You have the option in a huge city to be a different person every day, to be a different personality every day if you wanted to. Because the odds of you seeing the same person you saw today tomorrow is slim to none. Okay? So be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is taken. Be yourself. The next and last thing you want to think about is, you're going to have to love what you put on. All right? So don't spend money on something you don't really care about. Don't spend money on shoes that you don't really like, but everybody has them and you're looking for acceptance. That's the wrong reason to buy that shoe. That's the wrong reason to buy that shirt. That's the wrong reason to want that hat, is because everybody else is getting it. Who cares? I love footwear. I love shoes. But I have never stood outside in a line waiting to be the 30th person to get those sneakers. Never. I love having nice bags, but I've never seen a bag and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I have to be the first one to get it. Or, oh, my friends have this, I have to get it. If I don't like it, I'm not getting it. And I don't check in with my friends on what they bought to see if I want to buy one either. Think about what to wear that you're going to like. Okay, figuring out what to wear out of the things in the closet of things that I like already is the fun part for me. It's like going thrifting. I love the idea of going thrifting because you don't know what's in that hole. You don't know what's in it until you start looking. You don't know what's in this store until you start looking. And if you go different places, you're going to see different styles of stuff. And it's always like a treasure hunt for me because you don't know who brought in what, and you're just looking through decades of ideas. It's surprising to play with your clothes. And the older you get, you should play around with silhouettes. You should play around with color. You should play around with different hems of pants, different collars of shirts.
Hey, this is Juice. Thanks for checking out this podcast episode. You can also check out my podcast, Chilling with Juice, dropped every single week, every Friday. Don't miss it.
And jackets. Like, don't limit yourself. Play with colors, prints, length, textures. Wearing what everyone has is so boring to me. Think outside the box. Okay? We want to see how you think. So show us. And don't worry about if we like it. Do you like it? And you can always tell if a person likes what they have on because their mood is just good. How can you be in a bad mood and you like what you have on? How can you be in a bad mood and you bought it? How can you be in a bad mood and you ordered it? How can you be in a bad mood looking as well as you do, smelling as good as you do, and just hair flowing in the wind, curls curled to perfection, cut to perfection from the barber? Like, you look good, you smell good. Sometimes y'all feel good. You know what I'm saying? Stop getting dressed for other people and get dressed for yourself. That is my point. I hope y'all understood me. If somebody is stuck into this mode of getting what somebody else is getting and wearing what somebody else is wearing, please get out of that. Save yourself and get out of that. My name is Shan. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Yeah.
It's decision fatigue. Plan outfits the night before. Hand the full look together. Top, bottom, shoes, back, style.
Wardrobe is a series of neutrals without a logo in sight. You're iconic. If you wear a beautiful vintage watch rather than the big new flashy thing, you're iconic. If your outfits are earthy tone by day and black by night, you're iconic. If you wrap your Christmas gifts with wrapping paper and ribbon rather than gift bags, you're iconic. If your wardrobe is simply t-shirts, sweaters, and jeans, and your accessories are the star of the show, you are iconic.